From the newsroom of the Northwest Florida Daily News, a Laurel Hill man accused of killing his father's dog, then mutilating it and storing his body parts in a refrigerator, was arrested March 14th in Walton County. Michael Landis Reeves also faces charges of battering his father a week before his arrest. When Reeves was arrested, he had a 14-inch knife covered with blood, and his hands and wrists had dried blood on them, according to his arrest report. He also had a dry red substance on his pants, shoes, and in his hair. When deputies questioned him about the substance, he said it was hair dye. The deputy noted Reeves was calm and had a slight smile as he was being questioned. He was captured in a home in Laurel Hill. After detaining Reeves, deputies contacted Reeves' father, who'd filed a complaint about the younger man cutting him with a knife on March 7th. When deputies responded to that call, Reeves jumped out of a window and escaped, according to his OCSO arrest report. Once Reeves was in custody, his father met deputies at his house where the younger man had been staying for the last week. There, they found his father's dog dead in a bedroom. The 75-pound pit bull mix had been mutilated so badly it was difficult to identify, the report said. Deputies found knives, circular saws, and metal rods, all of which were consistent with the injuries the dog sustained. A blood trail led them to the refrigerator, where parts of the dog's head had been stored. They also found a puppy, unharmed, in a laundry room. Reeves was charged with felony animal cruelty, aggravated battery using a deadly weapon, and resisting an officer for his attempts to escape arrest. The charges were levied 18 months after Reeves faced four felony charges for attempting to force a minor to have sex with him at knife point. He was also charged at that time with aggravated battery, using a deadly weapon, burglary, and escape.